Pigeon.
Make Maddie proud. Make Daddy proud.
Don't dye your hair.
It's only a game. Why you have to be mad?
Hello, welcome back, everybody. First up, we got welcome. Nope, that's not what it's called. What am I saying? Wellness check. Great start. Woo. Clearly, I'm not all here mentally. It's fine. It's fine. Don't worry about it. The Leafs played two games since we last recorded, and they won both.
Amazing.
Amazing.
What a surprise.
You know what it is? It's Nick Robertson. Mm-hmm. It's Nick Robertson. As I said, they took out Malgin and put in Nick Robertson on the second line. Why do we need Sheldon Keefe? I'm here. I've got this. I'm really good at making lineups. I can't do the rest of the coaching too well, but I'm really good at making lineups. Which is really, I don't know. Like, even with like the team I coach, 9 and 10 year olds, I'm like trying to balance the line so that we don't have all our good, like all our better skaters on one line and all our new players on another. And like, I balanced them pretty well today and I was struggling. Anyway, and then on Saturday, Wayne Simmonds played and they took out Abe Kubel, like I said. Kyle Clifford also played. I didn't expect them to take out Engvall, but they took out Engvall and put in Kyle Clifford. We didn't really watch that game because I have no recollection of either. Well, Wayne Simmonds made a really good pass for one of the goals on Saturday, but I don't remember seeing Kyle Clifford. So I'm pretty sure I didn't watch very much that game.
I was at a soccer game and my phone, we were at our, like my friend's house, and I left my phone upstairs in her room because I put it up there. I was like, you know what? I need a change to go to the soccer game because I need to be warm. And my phone's on 3%. I'm going to plug it in for like 6 seconds while I'm changing. And then I changed. I came back downstairs. I forgot my phone. And I was like, you know what? I don't need it. And then I was like, oh, crap. Leaves are playing. I have no idea what's going on.
Fair.
And then by the time we got home, it was over.
Exactly. They won 4-1. One was an empty netter. The Jets, like, really suck. Yeah. I watched way more of Thursday's game, though. That was against the Stars. My baby, Nick Robertson, scored 2 whole goals. I love him. That is my child. who else scored? Kerfoot scored on the power play, which was like, oh, okay. Basically, that's how it was. Okay. but it was another super dramatic one with like only a few minutes left in the third period. The Leafs were leading 2-1. Tyler Seguin scores, except we're looking, and the call on the ice is no goal, goaltender interference. Dallas challenges and they go, yep, it's no, or then they overturn it. So then they call it a goal. And I'm like, I don't understand how it's goaltender interference or how it's not goaltender interference when Tyler Seguin has taken his shot. He took his shot and then he shoved Mitch Marner into the goalie and then he also hit the goalie. Like, I don't care if the puck was going in the net anyway. He still interfered with the goalie's option of trying to save it. Mm-hmm. That is goaltender interference. Like, I don't understand. So if you're like, oh, the situation rooms in Toronto, they always go Toronto's way. They don't. You have 2 prime examples this week. 2.
I can't. Anytime someone's like, oh, like they favor the Leafs because it's in Toronto, they don't give a single fuck.
No.
They do not give a single fuck.
They don't at all. What else? Oh, and then so it went to overtime and Nick Robertson does this amazing back check. I can't remember who it was on. I think it was like Sagan or Ben or someone like that, like a top player in the league. I don't know if you could call either of them top players now that I've said that. They are, but they're older now, so maybe. Anyway, so he does this great back check, passes it up, skates with it for a bit, passes it off, like he skates with it into the Dallas zone and passes it off to Austin Matthews, because that's what you do when you're on the ice with Austin Matthews. Like, you could see that going through his head. He was like, I have a shot, but I think I should pass it to Austin Matthews because he's Austin Matthews. But he's still ready for the pass back, and Matthews makes a great pass back, and it's just one time in the net. It was beautiful. Absolutely beautiful.
To see it.
It was. Amazing. I love him. He's definitely earned his spot on this team. Yeah, I don't know. Is there anything else, Leafs, that happened? Oh, Muzzin. Muzzin got placed on IR. From that hit that we talked about last week. So Mete played. They recalled Philip Kroll, and then they put him back down to the Marlies. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what's going on at all. I have very few tweets saved. I guess not too much has happened. Muzzin doesn't have like a timeline for return at this point. It's just when he feels better. They just put him on regular IR though, not LTIR, so he can come back whenever he's ready. And then, so the reason why Pierre Engvall played was Keefe said that it was like a reset for him because coming off the injury, he seemed tentative and hesitant to skate, which is his number one asset, which I agree with. He didn't really look like himself out there. So I think it was probably good for him to sit, and literally no point. I don't know. They're on like a 5-game West Coast road trip that started in Winnipeg. I don't know who else they play. But the West Coast isn't scary anymore. Golden Knights, I guess, most scary of the ones they're going to be playing. Sharks, not scary. Kings, probably not that scary either. And then Ducks. Big week this week for the Leafs. 4 whole games.
I hate West Coast games. So I'm
we're not going to see any of these games.
No. Hell no. My bedtime's 9:30. You think I'm up for that? Hell no.
Like, the Sharks game starts at 10:30 Eastern. You're lucky if I'm awake.
Can we talk about
one period?
Yeah. Can we talk about how beautiful the November schedule is? It's all 7 o'clock except for a. Did I just say 6? No, I just said 7. It's all 7 o'clock. Except for a 5 p.m. game in Carolina. I don't know if it's in Carolina. I don't know.
5 p.m.?
No, it's not. 5 p.m. That's very weird. 7:30 Islanders. That's only half an hour, so it doesn't matter. But then they have a 2 p.m. game in Minnesota.
Nice. That's a good deal. I like that. I like that. They play at 7 p.m. on Saturday. Probably just because it's hockey night in Canada, so it's an afternoon game in LA, and 8 on Sunday, so a little bit earlier for West Coast games. That's not horrible. It's because they gave us the 10:30 Sharks game. Yeah, I think that's it for Leafs. They've looked mildly less shitty. Only mildly, though. Not much. Like, not the team we know they can be. It also helps when you have more than 4 alive defensemen. I'm not counting Justin Hall as alive.
Oh my god. There's like a ton, like a million and one of my friends that were like, you know what, let's try to do fantasy hockey this year. Like, we're not gonna do it for anything. Like, we want to try it out. And so, like, next year, if we like it, next year we can like bet money on it. And so a couple of my friends were here on when we were drafting, and my friend was like, what about she's like, Alex, how's this Justin Hull? And I was like, Justin Hull, don't pick him up.
No.
Don't. I was like, don't even want to touch that. Don't touch that. Not just leave that there.
Yeah. No. Yeah. You can leave him where he is. Not worth it.
And then one of my friends tried the other night. He was like, I'll trade you something for Nylander. And I was like, absolutely not. You're not taking Willie away from me.
No. No.
Get out of here.
I'm keeping my Leafs. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. God.
Exactly. Yeah. All right. What else has gone on this week? Landeskog got arthroscopic surgery on his knee yesterday and will miss 12 weeks. That was 4 days ago. So 3 days. Yeah. So he will miss 12 weeks. Yikes.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Have a nice recovery, I guess. That's what even is. For some reason, I thought arthroscopic was.
I think it's when something goes in.
Yeah, something goes in. Like they don't like open you up all the way. They like make a little cut and they go in.
I think so. I'm not positive.
But for some reason, I thought like that would take. I mean, I guess technically it does take like less time than like full surgery, like full knee surgery. Yeah. But for some reason, I just assumed something like that would be like, I don't know, 6 weeks.
But 12 weeks. Yeah.
Yeah. Captain dude.
Yikes. What else? Oh, the Canucks suck ass. Absolute ass. They have lost every game this season. They're five. No, I think it's 0-3-2. So two overtime losses, that sound correct?
Sounds like something
like that. Hold on. Nope, not stats. Stand. Give me Vancouver. And yet, they're not as bad as San Jose somehow. I'm sorry. 0-4-2. The only reason why San Jose is worse is because they've played one more game, but they've won one game and lost six.
Yeah.
They're so bad. Like, they literally, and they'd blown a bunch of leads. They lost 5-1 at their home opener to the Sabres, the Buffalo Sabres.
How do you even do that? How do you manage that?
I don't know. Quinn Hughes didn't play, but I think honestly, valid. Actually, was that that game? I don't know. There was one game Quinn Hughes didn't play, but honestly, it's fair if he's not playing because he's playing like 29 minutes and just suffering. More, and like he looks more dead than usual on the bench.
Yeah, oh, poor guy. Poor guy. Yes,
poor guy. They were booed off the ice by their home crowd in their home opener, which is exactly what you want from everything.
That's tough.
Maybe
be a little better.
Yeah, just only a little better. Like, you can still, like, tank for Bedard, but, like,
yeah,
just no, be a little less bad.
You don't get that embarrassing about it.
Yeah, I want to see if they're the only team who hasn't won a game yet, because I think that may be true.
That's a tough go.
Yeah, like, yes, there's the only team who hasn't won a game. Because San Jose has won one game. Arizona beat the Leafs, so there's that one. Minnesota's won one game, and everyone else has won at least two. Embarrassing. Embarrassing.
Just gotta fold.
Yep, it's time.
You go first.
Okay, I was just gonna say the standings at the beginning of the season are so funny right now. Like, the entire Atlantic is like within 4 points. Everyone's won at least three games. And then you have the Pacific, which like Vancouver and San Jose only have 2 points. Anaheim only has 3 points. And then Calgary and Vegas have won 4 games, so they have 8 points. Like, it's just, it's so funny to look at right now.
Oh my god. Did you see there was like an article someone tweeted, I'm pretty sure Elliot Friedman retweeted it, and it was, I want to say, a Canucks reporter, and he was saying that there's like talks about a rebuild, and like their coach is wondering about like the professionalism of the team.
Oh no, I did not see that. Yeah. Yikes. That's bad when the coach is wondering about the professionalism.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Game 6, and you're like, what's the professionalism level of these children?
Yeah.
And they're like, all right, I guess we're gonna rebuild.
How are they gonna rebuild when they already have so many, like, they already have like 2 or 3 really shitty contracts that they acquired? Like, they didn't even sign them themselves, they just acquired them like idiots.
I don't know. I had a giggle. I'm sorry to all the Canucks fans out there, but I had a giggle.
Yeah. I mean, I'm a Leafs fan, so it's, I'm allowed to laugh. Just because, like, I know what's coming.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Basically just like wait until then.
Yeah.
You can laugh at me later, just I'm laughing at you now.
You'll get yours eventually.
Mm-hmm. Reverse retros were released. Do you have a summary tweet handy to look at them and go, this is garbage?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, let's start with the most garbage ones. Detroit and Chicago basically have the same jersey. It's just their team name, a red jersey, and some stripes. Detroit has like 2 black stripes above, 2 black stripes below, and Chicago has 1 like black and white stripe below and stripes on the arms. Like, it's so bad. They're both so bad. They're so boring.
They really are. Why did they do that?
I don't know. What's your favorite? I think mine is Florida.
I would. Sorry, I'm just laughing at the Kraken.
Yeah. And like the Sharks too. Do you see the Sharks one? Like the Sharks one is so weird. It's just like this kind of funky font that says Sharks, and like it's light teal with yellow. And it's just very weird.
It looks like a, no, that looks, the Sharks jersey reminds me of, like, the movie, Bring It On. I forget if it's, like, 1 or 2. I want to say it's 2. And it's, like, the competing, like, cheer teams. They were, like, the Jets and the Sharks. And that is what. The Sharks is what the Sharks logo reminds me of. My favorite, though, I don't know. I love Arizona's, but I also just think Minnesota's is really funny.
It is. It's kind of,
it's so cute. Boring. Little Christmas jersey.
Yes, actually, that's true. I don't actually know whose jersey that is. Who's the one with the lumberjack on it? Oh, that's Minnesota.
That's Minnesota.
I was looking at Stars, and I was like, yep, that's Minnesota. Very convinced of that fact. oops.
Minnesota Stars.
That is Dallas.
That's Minnesota. Minnesota has a head on it. Who is that? Hold on. Ain't no way.
I'm looking.
Don't tell me, give me a hint. Actually, just kidding, just tell me, because I'll never get it. Is it, it has to be
Canucks!
No way!
That's a banger jersey, actually. That's really good. I really like that. Well, I don't know if that used to be their logo before, maybe. That's probably what it is. I don't think they would just come up with a new logo as a team that's pretty old.
Well, again, to the Canucks people, I'm sorry for thinking that you were Minnesota. It just looked like something Minnesota would wear. It screams it Minnesota.
Yeah.
But okay, well, shout out Canucks. I like the jersey.
Yeah, I like Canucks. And then I like Florida, which is the palm tree with the hockey stick and the light blue. It's
that
so
is
nice.
Very cute. Tampa's boring as shit until you realize that there's waves.
Yeah.
At the bottom.
And like there's also like lightning behind too. I don't know if you can see that too out here. Like it's also pretty nice. The Leafs is pretty basic. Basically the only difference is the white shoulder pads, which is like the I think 70s jerseys had the where they were the white jerseys with the blue, like deep blue shoulder pads. Those are pretty nice.
Somebody commented when the Leafs tweeted the picture or whatever it was of the jersey, there was somebody that commented on it. They were like, when did the Leafs ever have white shoulder pads? And someone replied back to them, they were like, did you miss like the reverse portion of this? Do not know what the word reverse means.
Yeah, exactly, because that's what my dad and I were talking about. He was like, yeah, I like it because it's the opposite of the ones with blue shoulder.
Because like if you're just gonna take a jersey that your club used to wear, boring. Switch it up.
I also think we haven't made fun of Detroit and Chicago enough because they are original six teams. They have so much history, over 100 years.
Yep.
Of history, and yet they're like, here, have these boring ass jerseys.
Like, what are we even at this point? Are we at
I think it was like 1918 or something like that.
Because the Leafs had the Centennial Classic. That was their
1917.
That was their right? The was that the like the white like the space suit looking thing? That game, or was that
no
Centennial Classic? That was just an outdoor game. But I love those all white uniforms. Bring the them
spaceman
back.
Ones.
Yes, bring them back.
Yeah. The Coyotes one is honestly so nice.
It is. Like, I low-key kind of want that.
Yeah. There are some things the Coyotes do right, and their jerseys are it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I hate when the Capitals, like, I hate, there's nothing on this earth I despise more than, like, the slanted line and then the dip on, like, the one hip, the one side. Something about it just bothers me.
Yeah, I don't like that. The eagle is cool. I don't need the rest of it, though.
No. I don't think I can even talk about Calgary's, being honest here.
It's a dick flap. That's what it looks like. I don't understand the point of the horizontal line and then the other line that's, like, kind of diagonal in the middle. I don't know why they thought that was a good design choice.
I don't know. It's not great.
Yeah.
Not great. Can we talk about Vegas's jersey?
Boring. Actually, I'm not a big fan of the slanty letters across the chest, but I do like the stripes.
This is not the jersey that lights up. That's a different jersey, isn't it? Or is this the jersey that lights up?
I think it was a different one from last year.
Why the hell do they have so many jerseys? I know they just...
I don't know. I can't
like
keep
just
track.
Just tweeted... Like, it was a few days ago. And so I'm not sure if that's why I think... I'm like, I might be confusing it with another jersey that they have. But they, like... Their letters are literally, like, glow-in-the-dark.
Oh, it does say it's a glow-in-the-dark reverse retro. Yeah. I hadn't seen that. That's actually nice. I love glow in the dark stuff.
That's so fun.
Literally realized when I went and saw My Chemical Romance, I bought a shirt, and then I like came home, and the next day I'm wearing it. I'm like, it glows in the dark.
I get so excited about
it. I was so excited about it, and I was like, Mom, come look.
Whenever any of my students are wearing a glow in the dark shirt, because you know how you can kind of tell just by like the coloring of it and the material, you can tell when it's glow in the dark. I always like make them come up to me and I just like put my hands over my eyes. I'm like, oh my God.
I love it. I think the Habs jersey just looks like it makes me think Expos because they're not over their baseball team. Mm-hmm. I don't hate it though. I think it could use some more stripes personally. Yeah. Like another stripe on a thicker stripe on the bottom. I don't like the thin stripe on the bottom.
It's just a little boring.
Yeah.
Like but I love the light blue.
Is nice. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But like boring. St. Louis, it looks like a jersey that you would find at like Forever 21.
Yeah. Well, they're just like making up a hockey jersey.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're right. Anything else of note? The Jets ones are always good. Like they get the stripes really well. Done really well, I think. The logo's like give or take for me, but return of the Pooh Bear, Boston Bruins. guy, he doesn't look as stoned as I remember original one looking, which is disappointing. And then the Sabres have the angry buffalo back, which is good. Islanders finally have the fisherman.
Yes, I love it. Jersey just always confuses me.
Yeah, why is it orange and blue and red? Or like I guess it's a yellowy. The Kings again, as always. Fox. So good. Honestly, nothing else really of note except the Flyers with their 70s jerseys are gonna be wearing Cooperalls for their warm-ups. So that's why Flyers are ranked number one in the Cooperalls. And then you take it down again because they're only wearing it for warm-up. Mm-hmm. I was trying to figure out, I was like, what's wrong with them? And my dad was like, you actually, it's because it's just like, it's nylon, right? So you don't have any traction if you fall. So you can't, it's struggling to get up.
Yeah.
I was like, I didn't even think about that. Because I was like, well, why does it matter if you don't have any friction? If you fall, you're going to keep going.
You're going
yeah.
until something stops you.
Exactly. Yeah, I think that's the best for that reason, just for the Cooperalls.
Agree.
All right. Let's switch meetings before we get started on anything else.
All right, sounds good. Okay.
Only a little bit of women's hockey news this week. The PHF has been doing a few exhibition games, but really the biggest piece of news is their captain, I didn't specify what team, La Force de Montréal, their captain is going to be Anne-Sophie Bété, which I think is a really, really good choice. She's definitely a leader. And I know she was a leader when she was in the CWHL and in the PHF. And I think it's a really good choice. She's joined by alternate captains, Sarah LaFleur and Catherine Daou, who are also good leaders. I honestly think that's all I have for news this week. Do we have anything else you can think of?
No, I don't. There really like was not much that happened this week.
No. Not really. And we also recorded on Tuesday, so.
Oh, well, that is that true. That helps a little.
Helps, too, because it shortens our time frame.
All right, let's get into the important stuff.
Yes, exactly. As promised, we are assigning teams and players Disney Channel original movie songs.
Hell yeah.
Alex has her list, so I'll just make my comments because I feel like I don't think anyone deserves any of these songs is really funny.
No.
But yeah.
Okay. Well, we're going to start with the one that popped into my head last week. Actually, there was two that popped in my head, but they were from the same movie. But Something About the Sunshine from Starstruck. There's so many California teams. I feel like it has to go to LA, though.
Yeah, I think that makes sense.
But I don't know what specific.
Maybe it's just a team. They just get the song. The song.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I really wish I could remember what the other one is, but we'll figure it out later. Next one. Strut from the Cheetah Girls. I feel like... Okay, this is two ways I feel about this. You know, okay, I'm going to start with the worst one. Well, I guess the other one isn't bad. But you know how sometimes like when Brad Marchand scores, he does, I always want to call him Connor McDavid, but Connor McGregor.
Yeah.
He does like the Connor McGregor strut. I think it could go to him.
That's fair. I see that, also, yeah.
I would also like to give it to Artemi Panarin.
Mm. A good one. I like that.
I feel like he deserves it. But yeah, if I had to choose one, I think I would go with Marchand.
Yeah. I'm going to do one real quick. Too Cool from Camp Rock.
Very shoulder action?
Yeah. It's Willie Nylander to me.
Yes, absolutely.
That's the easiest one. I saw that song. I was like, hello, Willie.
Mm-hmm. All right. Never mind. They don't deserve one, so I'm not even going to say that.
I don't even, I know exactly who you're talking about. So fine. Good.
I was going to say rotten to the core.
No. That one answers itself.
It does. Do that as you will. Determinate from Lemonade Mouth.
That's a fucking banger. I was thinking about that. I was like, I need to watch Lemonade Mouth again. It's so good.
But I like, who deserves that? They have to be real deserving.
Yeah. I don't know. Did I make a bet on it, fan cam? Sorry, semi-related. Because I kind of remember thinking about it, but I don't remember if I actually did or not.
I hope so.
Like, I don't know. I can't find my thread. I don't know what happened to it. I also cannot remember what song I made the Travis Dermott one to. Struggling here. I don't know. I definitely had thought about making a bet on it one if I hadn't. Because as we know, Bet on It is the best song.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember who I was going to make it for if I did make it for someone. I feel like Bet on It is like someone, you know, you can bet on me. I feel like it's like someone who scores a lot, like Austin Matthews.
Mm-hmm.
Alex Ovechkin, someone like that, you know?
Fair, yeah.
But you also have to commit to the bit. So we know that Ovi can commit to the bit. I think Austin would too. I think you got to commit to the dramatics and the jumping and the arm movements.
Really just got to hit the ice.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh god.
So good.
I really wish I could remember what was the other freaking Starstruck song?
Yeah, you definitely had another Starstruck one.
Don't worry, guys, I'll look it up because I will remember it as soon as I see it. Starstruck. Was it Party Up? I really didn't think it was Party Up, but apparently we're going to go with Party Up because solid song. And that, because they were, okay, it was like, wait, no, was, did they do it at the club or from club, or did they do it at prom?
I can't remember. I haven't seen that one in a long time.
It was very much, if it was at prom, they very much like made it into like a club like scene. But because of that, I'm gonna go Vegas.
Yeah, I think that makes sense. I think that there's a couple, like High School Musical, as we know, all bangers, but they're also pretty obvious, I think. Like, Work This Out, Vancouver Canucks. You need to work this out.
You do.
And like,
start of something new.
Yeah, exactly. Start of something new. Breaking Free, like, is also a pretty obvious one. Like, someone who's, you know, getting up there. They're getting out of the bottom. Like, I don't know, Ottawa or something like that. They're breaking free. They're soaring. They're flying.
Yeah.
And same with Bop to the Top. It's like Toronto, Tampa, Colorado, like,
yeah.
I probably shouldn't have started with Toronto, but Bop to the Top of the division. That's where we're leaving ourselves.
Yep. That's it. Okay, so this one's not for like a goal, but a specific situation. So if there's ever like, whenever there's a fight, you have to play music during said fight, and it's going to be Cruising for a Bruising.
Good. I like that.
We love Teen Beach Movie out here.
Alternatively, I think they should also do I Don't Dance. I think that's also fits the vibe. As they're headed to the penalty box, like, that they're forced to listen to I Don't Dance.
Somebody needs a skate out song to it was just in my head. Oh, The Boys Are Back.
Yes. That's what the Travis Dermott one is, I think. Either that or I have okay, I know I did William Nylander Fabulous. I know I did that. Yeah. I am confident I did that. I think I did The Boys Are Back. I did a Boys Are Back one, but I don't remember who it is now. I think it could be Travis.
I love it. Even though Willie's already assigned a song, his alternate song can be Fabulous because
definitely it is him. Fabulous hair.
Come on.
I have another one. Stick to the Status Quo is anyone who should not be scoring, like Ilya Lyubushkin.
Yeah.
TJ Brody, you know, like, you're like, stick to the status quo, man.
Evil Like Me is going on. You know what? No. Evil Like Me can be whenever Columbus scores, because fuck Columbus. Evil.
I agree. I think before every single NHL game, they should play Get Your Head in the Game.
I was just about to say that. I was still down this list, and I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, I think we're at the same list.
We are. For Fun. Ah, great song.
Exactly.
Somebody needs just girl power just for shits and gigs.
Yes.
Don't know who, but girl power.
Mm-hmm. Oh, She's So Gone, Lemonade Mouth. Honestly, absolute banger. You could convince me that's an Avril Lavigne song, or like,
oh my god, yeah,
someone like that. I was like, I forgot it was from Lemonade Mouth.
Like, that is an actual song. One?
Hold on. I feel like anytime someone scores a breakaway goal, it's just She's So Gone.
I love it.
Yeah.
Why are there just like so many? First of all, it's all just like Descendants and High School Musical, and like I love those, but
they are on the bangers though. It's them and Lemonade Mouth. Like every single song from Lemonade Mouth is so good. Ridiculous.
Can't Back Down? You're kidding. Come on. The Can't Back Down House is also not a goal song. That's a specific situation song. Like that, mm-hmm. when you're trailing in a game, that just has to be played.
I agree.
I know there's not like better ones, just like more. The Party's Just Begun from Cheetah Girls 2.
I have no memory of those movies. I know I saw them, but they're just like not in my head anymore.
I, the other day, was like, I should watch Cheetah Girls. I didn't end up watching Cheetah Girls, but I wanted to.
You should. You know what? That's what Disney Plus is for me to be able to rewatch all those movies. Like, mm-hmm. absolutely. I think
The Party's Just Begun. I feel like that has to be someone who like scores a lot too, or like wins like a good team.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like Tampa.
Yeah, someone like that.
It's Going Down from Descendants. Going Down. Let me see it in my head.
I can just see it
moving. Dancing. it's Going Down.
I don't know, but Amigas Cheetahs. It did not come out right. Amigas Cheetahs. Cheetahs. I can't say it. It's not happening. From Cheetah Girls 2 is like the Rangers, like a team that's very much. Just very good friends. They all love each other.
Yeah, like, we're not here to play hockey. We're here for friends.
Yes. I'm not here to play hockey. I'm here to make friends.
Me too. I feel like It's Going Down is like
Arizona.
Yeah. Yeah. That is fair. Night Falls, anyone that's playing the Golden Knights. I think I feel like that might be all I got right now.
Yeah, I feel like gotta go my own way or something like that. You're playing an ex-player. Mm-hmm. Before the game, just like very dramatically.
Yep.
I don't know if I have any others. I feel like, you know what we should do? Phineas and Ferb songs.
I love Phineas and Ferb. At my dad's wedding, they had karaoke, and I was the first like adult, because like the kids were singing, and I was the first adult to sing, and I sang Gitchy Gitchy Goo.
I love it. I love it. So good.
Oh my god. I love Phineas and Ferb. Summer Belongs to You. You're kidding. Ugh, Backyard Beach. This is the people live. Oh my god.
My dad was like playing songs and he like played some 50s and Ferb songs. He was just shocked that I still knew all the words. And I was like, duh. Why are you surprised?
My favorite Phineas and Ferb song is Disco Miniature Golfing Queen.
That is one.
The best Phineas and Ferb song in my entire life. In my entire life. Yes. And I'm right this second giving it to William Nylander.
Yeah.
Nobody else gets that.
I think that's good.
I think he would be the Disco Miniature Golfing Queen.
Mm-hmm. Who's the Queen of Mars then?
I'm the Queen of Mars. Oh, I was invisible on Earth. Oh my god.
Someone who...
Maddie Kachuk.
Yeah. That's the right vibes. You're right. Maddie Kachuk is the Queen of Mars.
I can see it being like, well, pretty, I'm the Queen of Mars, so.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, I think Phineas and Ferb songs next week for sure.
Oh, of course.
Okay. Yeah. I think that's it for this week then. Short ep, but it's fine. You had a nice long one last week.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. You can follow us on Twitter at For Fuck's Sake Pod, Instagram at For Fuck's Sake Podcast, TikTok at For Fuck's Sake Pod, and Tumblr at For Fuck's Sake Podcast. Bye.
Bye.